Welcome back to ADHD Money Talk, the show that helps dynamic but distracted ADHD brains take back control over their money in order to stress less, live a more enriching life, and open up new and amazing possibilities. And I'm your humble and very ADHD host, Dave DeWitt. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This will be a really quick update on the show and what to expect over the next few weeks. It's been very, very busy over the past nine months, working with clients and learning a lot more about the ADHD community and all of the struggles that we face. I'm a CFP, financial planner, and you know, while I really do want to do all of this comprehensive financial planning for my clients, like helping them get their estate in order, helping them do tax planning, helping them invest, the crux of the matter is most of the people that come to me simply are at a point where first, we need to spend a lot of time getting the house in order. And I know that's just the way it is. It's the way it is. It's been abundantly clear to me. So while I want to do all of these fancy episodes on stuff, I don't think it's that relatable to the audience that's mostly going to be listening to this podcast. Because if you have ADHD and you're looking for a financial podcast or looking for financial information that's tailored to ADHD brain, you're most likely wanting stuff that has to do with the pain points that come with ADHD and money. And that is 9 times out of 10 impulsive spending, time blindness, having no plan at all, feeling chaos, having your income come in and go out, you don't know where it goes, overdrafting because you make enough money, but somehow you're spending it. And it's this stuff. It is budgeting. It is cash flow. It is setting up the system to get a solid foundation in place so that you can begin to see more clearly and stop being stressed out about it so that you can even then begin to start thinking about what the long-term plan is. Because until you get the house in order and you get the foundation set, it's really just freaking hard, honestly, to have any idea about what you want 5 years from now financially. Yes, you may have things that you wish you could have, but at this point, it's just like, I don't know where to start because money comes in, money comes out, and it's chaos. And I get that. So what I've decided to do, starting next week with next week's episode, we're going to do a series on creating an ADHD-friendly budget. Now, one of the first episodes that I did for this podcast was the How to Budget When You Have ADHD. To be completely honest with you, I did that episode when I was just starting out as a planner dedicating himself to the ADHD community. So since then, I have learned a lot about what works, what doesn't work, and how to do this. So while I do think that was still a very effective episode, I think there's things in there that were too complicated, and I think that I can make this more simple, and I think I can help you guys out. I've created a spreadsheet that I'm going to use over the next few weeks to help teach you from the very first step of this is just pure budgeting. This is pure budgeting to be able to spend less money than you make and saving some for a goal. That's simple as that. If you haven't been able to do that, then doing that for 6 months consistently and saving for just one small goal, one tiny little goal, you will feel so much better. You will feel amazing. And you will feel like you can actually do this. So with that said, the next 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't know how many weeks it'll be, we're going to just keep talking about budgeting and cash flow because that is the step one. With all of my clients, that is virtually always the first thing I do. Cash flow, goals. How do we take your financial life right now? You're spending lots of money. You're making lots of money. How do we take what you're spending, what you're making, all of your resources available to you? How do we align that to reach your goals? 9 times out of 10, it is sticking to a somewhat of a budget, a system that works, that allows you to begin to track toward a goal. At the end of the day, what's the point? What is the point of getting your money right? Why are you stressed out about it? There's something deep down inside of you that knows you're scared about some sort of impending doom. You think that, you know, one big bad thing can happen and everything would just, like, your life could be thrown into complete chaos. And that is not fun, and that's not good, and we do not want this. And I don't want this for you. It is my passion to help people understand the joy that comes with feeling in control and the power that it gives you to be in control and to be tracking towards something that is exciting. And that could very well just be having $5,000 in your bank account as an emergency fund that makes it so that you never, ever have to worry about missing a bill again. I have clients that once they've reached that milestone, they're like, Dave, I'm amazed at how much better I feel. I'm like, yes, let's keep it going. So next 4 or 5 weeks, I don't even know how long this will take, but it's going to take some time, but we're going to start. So it's going to be setting up, and I created a spreadsheet. Like I said, we're going to go one step at a time. We're going to create the spreadsheet. It's based on the reverse budget methodology. So if you go back a few episodes, I did an episode on reverse budgeting, which was another kind of like, you know, I've realized that reverse budgeting is the only way to do this for ADHDers. Sure, there's ADHDers out there that love YNAB and they love their, you know, they have their systems that work, and that's great. That's great. But I get the feeling that most people that are listening to this podcast may have, I've talked to a lot of people that said they tried the YNAB, they tried every spreadsheet known to man, they've tried everything, they just can't get it to work. So I'm going to try this. I think it will work. It's going to take some effort and some work, but we're going to walk through it. So think of this like a workshop over the next however many weeks we do this. We're going to start with setting up the spreadsheet. We're going to talk about how to set up the mechanics of the saving, how to set up the automation, how to set up everything. We're going to talk about how to analyze. Once you fill out the initial budget and you get your expenses on there, we're going to talk about how to analyze where you're spending too much, what's causing your problem, using like percentage of income stuff and blah, 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 blah. We'll talk about it. We'll go into detail. And you're going to have access to the spreadsheet. I'm going to make it. It's a Google sheet. It'll be a public sheet that'll be in all the show notes from now on for the next several episodes so that you can go in and start working this yourself. You can go and make a copy for yourself, and then you can create a budget that can work. It can work. It can. So I want to make sure I do this right and, you know, go slow and make it so that anyone who actually, you know, takes the time to get the spreadsheet and listen to the episodes and do this alongside me will get a tremendous value out of this. This is basically what I do for all of my clients. So this is essentially the same spreadsheet I've been using. I've just tweaked it and made it a little bit more friendly looking and a little bit more analytics and stuff, but it's going to be fun. We're going to budget. We're going to get the cash flow going, because once you get the cash flow right, once you create that gap between income and expenses, that's money that you can then use to change your life. And that's the point of this podcast. That's the point of why I do what I do, is to help transform lives. And I want to do that for you guys listening to this podcast. So see you guys.